might make everybody feel better.
They go grab your
sandwich. Yeah. Better eat some, Tony.
Yeah.
This job made me a diabetic because we didn't eat properly. We always man. I'm not gonna get sick no more.
Tasty. I fished the root out of it and let it cook the beer.
I mean, we're always never going to be hurt.
I want to have some. On these days, I have a pretty big breakfast. All right, you let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, welcome back. I will entertain a motion to enter back into the regular Board of County Commissioners meeting.
So moved. Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. And we're going to go into Section 8. We don't have any business in there. So Section 9, consideration of releasing CAE USA DAS Aviation for Ferry Strokes lease. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you, pre-consideration is releasing CEA from DAS Ferry Strokes terminal rentals, or lease, I should say. They approached us to see if we would be amenable to allowing them to terminate this lease. I believe the current lease is through year 2025. It's part of your packet. It makes a drop in revenue from the airport. But I guess my thoughts are, I would be speculating here that airplanes slash pilots slash aeronautics folks in the business will talk back and forth. So my feeling is that, and you can do as you will, but my feeling is that if we play hardball with these folks, and we can, that we're to get around that Ferry Strokes Airport is not an amenable airport, and the board will be considering an FBO RFQ for Ferry Strokes as part of your packet, and I would not want to start out on the bad foot with if the board decides to go with the FBO RFQ company that submitted. So I don't have this.
So Mr. Doran Capo, the exit clause for council, the exit clause that we have of this particular agreement, what is the specificity of it?
What is what?
The cancellation, the clause to cancel and or exit out of this contract.
I don't believe there is one. Commissioner, that's what.
Exactly, Mr. Dark. There is not. That is why we need the separate agreement.
Well, if I may, have they, so for just for the record, stated the purpose of no longer needing the airport?
They were bought out by another firm, and the other firm's looking at cutting any kind of expenditures that they can find.
So the agreement was with DAS Aviation, and this new firm would have to renew the lease with the county if they chose to do so. And if not, this other new firm would have to assume their debt, which would this be their debt?
I'm going to guess that the new firm probably kept the same name as their current CAE DAS, but that's what I was told, is that the new firm, a firm had bought them out, and they're looking at making cuts wherever they can.
And what is the total amount of revenue on a yearly basis?
I think it's a little over $500 a month. Correct me if I'm wrong. So it's
530.
So it's like a little over 6,000 a year.
Okay.
I mean, it's a significant amount for Ferry Strokes because every dime we can make out there helps offset the
share.
Deficit we run out there.
No question to finance director Corbley, 6,000 plus a year gonna
be detrimental to the operations of the airport if we were to lose this revenue?
Well, if we're going to go with the FBO, I think it's going to, we're going to go with the spree.
We'll need to inform the FBO that that's a source of revenue that
they will
work, besides go that route, that they will lose.
Mm-hmm.
And my yeah, but is just repeating what I mentioned a minute ago. My suspicion is that the aeronautics folks talk among each other.
And I sure wouldn't want
to kick somebody in the shin, and then they spread that word around that Perry Stokes can't work with those folks. And then we bring in an FBO, and he's already behind the eight ball, or she's already behind the eight ball. Like a better way of describing.
The new gentleman, the doctor, what is his rent going to be each month?
I'm sorry?
The doctor Trey, what is his rent going to be each month? That's going to start here soon.
I don't recall off the top of my head what that is, but I can look it up.
Well, I was just going to say, because that's going to begin here soon, that rental. Right.
He's got his operation
right.
Open and going, so he asked, and I sent that email to you.
Correct,
okay.
I saw that.
Well, I don't see any significant loss. It's not huge, but it's not going to affect us in our day-to-day operations for the airport, losing this revenue.
So are we saying the date would be December 31st, so I know when the last check will come? Is that what we're saying?
Is that what you wanted to say?
I don't know. You just need to tell me.
Is that what the request is, Phil?
That's what was requested. I told him we entertain going through the end of the year, and that's how it's termination clause here.
Okay.
It shall terminate on December 31, 2023, termination date.
And being a good neighbor and appreciating any of those who want to come forward and do business, as I understand, I don't have any issues at all. It's still occurring.
Thank you. No additional discussion. I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve releasing CA USA DOS Aviation for Perry Stokes lease.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of energy of Colorado Energy Office Courthouse Phase 3 grant application, which is what I believe on the table for any discussion or dialogue. And this is $500,000 opportunity.
Chairman, I don't hearing the discussion and the presentation today by Millings, I think it was pretty self-evident that we can move forward with this at this time. If there's no other questions, it's okay to make a motion. I'll make a motion,
please,
to approve the Colorado Energy Office Courthouse Phase 3 grant application.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9C, consideration of Colorado Department of Local Affairs Energy Impact Assistance Fund Grant 9674 for Courthouse Phase 3 HVAC Improvements. Mr. Dorrington.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is the DOLA EIF 9674 Courthouse Phase 3 grant contract. The state has signed off on it for page one of the package. And it's just a formality for the board to approve it. We're no longer required to sign any documents. We mean whatever local agency or local jurisdiction these grants are awarded to.
Very good. Any questions, commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the Colorado Department of Local Affairs Energy Impact Assistance Fund Grant 9674 for Courthouse Phase 3 HVAC Improvements.
Second.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of Millie Courthouse Phase 3 HVAC contract. And on that clarification, there is an updated contract that we just received. So as we get into the discussion, we would be approving the latest version with the changes that council had recommended to be removed from the previous contract. Any discussion? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve Milling Courthouse Phase 3 HV amended contract.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of the University of Colorado Denver's and Department of Local Affairs University Technical Assistance Program, parentheses, UTAP, letter of support, Mrs. Dorenkamp.
Mrs. UTAP has done a lot of work for Los Angeles County, including conceptual plans out at the fairgrounds, and gives us some good ideas on what we can do out there to help improve that facility and make it more enjoyable, and open it up to more folks within our community. They've also worked with us on the landscape around the courthouse and some other things, and they asked for a letter of support. The architect that at UC Denver that heads that program, for lack of a better way to describe it, because he'll pull from the engineering side of UC Denver when he needs engineers, and he'll pull from landscaping folks whenever, or students whenever he needs landscaping. So he's got a whole bunch of young minds up there that are chomping at the bit to do this type of work. But what he's asking his supervisors is to increase their salaries or their wages just a bit. Apparently, they're making minimum wage now when they do these types of projects for us, and he's asking for a little bit of bump. But he also wants to get a letter of support from us that says that, yes, we are happy with the program and we will continue to use it, as I indicated in our support letter.
Yeah, and I think, thank you for that opening explanation. As long as we are not recommending an increase on their salary, which eventually, that's up to them. We really support the projects and what they have done for Los Angeles County. So I am 100% okay with that. Commissioners, any discussion on that?
No, same.
Okay. Then I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the University of Colorado Denver's Department of Local Affairs University Technical Assistance Program letter of support.
Second.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Haas?
Yes.
Mr. Phoenix Lopez?
Yes. This next one was pretty fun, and as an apologist, I could not read all of it. There is so much information, but 300 pages on this thing. Just incredible information. I tell you what, but it's incredible. So consideration of Colorado Parks and Wildlife Regional Partnership Initiative grant application.
Just to summarize, commissioners, I've been working with a bunch of the same consultants that we did with Fisher's Peak Recreation and Economic Study. And they also came about some funding from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the Regional Partnership Initiative grants. Is ask of $100,000, and they can help us work our way through that grant application and what all it brings to the county. And I may reach out if it's okay with the board to Colfax County to see if they would also offer a letter of support. Granted, it's from the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, but I think any neighboring county support, a letter of support would help this grant go forward. Matter of fact, we need. Got a letter of support from Morgan County, so we'll see how it shakes out.
That makes sense, since the Fisher's Peak and also the James John Division of Wildlife are neighboring to Colfax mm-hmm. County.
And with the new push from the governor for and all of these programs for regional aspect to all of it, that meets what his qualifications. So
yeah, and they made a point this morning that they own so many acres within the southeast portion of Los Angeles County. So I think one letter of support from them and us supporting their project as well would be fantastic. So, okay, any other conversation? I will entertain a motion.
May I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Sometimes I'm often left field. What's going on? I just want to make sure. This is just a letter of support. That's we're correct. Not in control of this grant.
That's correct.
Correct, okay. I just saw your name really big sign up. I'm thinking, okay, is this another grant I have to watch?
No
cost. The grant application has been submitted. If we're awarded it, then yes, it's dumped back onto you to track it. But I can help you. I'm picking
some. I don't mind. This is the first I've heard of it. I wasn't part of any of this. That's why I said I'm often left field, but I have no idea what this is. So anyway, that's why I just wanted to ask if this is something we are applying for this.
Correct. That's local correct. Governmental agencies are those who are eligible to apply for it. But we're using We're using the same consultants that we used with the Fisher's Peak Economic and Rec Study, THK, ERO, and...
Okay.
Dropping the third one.
Can't okay. Remember. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this information.
So the partners, it's in...
I was reading all of it, but I was just trying to get caught up with that.
It's a very... it's a beautiful... packet. I mean, as far as the information, I mean, there's a lot.
I went through it and I was trying to get caught up a little bit.
But thank you for that question.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm actually going to their board meeting. It's tomorrow morning. And I'm living with Seymour. And they've invited me to take part in this because I had some real robust questions for them concerning ag producers and the new agritourism official.
Oh, and you know, Commissioner, since you're going to be there tomorrow, one of the questions, Fire Chief from the Fisher's Peak, he would like to see that property accessible to grazing because the fields out there are so ripe. Yeah, so if there is an opportunity to make that point, the conversation from...
An individual from the Nature Conservancy is really pushing back on that. And Phil, I remembered his name after I left your office. We were talking about it yesterday morning, but he's from Kim, that gentleman.
Pushing back against grazing?
Yeah.
So if you would, tomorrow when you're at this meeting, remind the organization that when the Board of County Commissioners approved Fisher's Peak, or not even that, approved the Trust for Public Lands and the Nature Conservancy District in acquiring this, that was a prerequisite of Commissioner Loudon, Commissioner Moulter, and myself of the continuation of grazing and agriculture on that property.
So
and they agreed to that.
And when I testified at the state capitol, that was also brought up because I had to testify in front of the Ag Commission and the Ag group, and we're very... They were very persistent that would be part of it. Yep. They wouldn't support it in the ag community.
Also, we want to protect our watersheds from here to the New Mexico border for fire prevention and that mitigation of that of grazing assists environment. Yeah, I would really weigh on that. So, sorry.
No,
I just hear that now. And I'm,
yep.
Wait a minute. They forget
there
6 years ago.
Cash match on anything, or is it just $100,000?
It's $100,000. I sent you a link and made you an administrator at the very beginning of this, but I can resend that to you.
Cash match was the question.
No cash match. Okay. $100,000.
You were probably during your audit.
Yeah, you're in the middle.
You sent me a link for it?
I will send it again. I'll find it. But I sent it to you and Bill Mangle with Yarrow.
Uh-huh.
Both made you both administrators of the grant. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
But, okay. You know, since we're participants of this whole thing, I really want to echo that because I also did go to the Ag Committee and testified, and that was one of the big points that just about everyone that came in support of this particular project, we needed not only the park, but to be open and to be grazed to mitigate the risk of fire. I mean, at any point in time, right now with the summer we just had, it's just a matter of
growth.
Yes.
There's a lot of field growth.
Yep. So anyway, thank you. Any other conversation on that? I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Regional Partnership Initiative grant application.
Second the motion.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of Prairie Stokes FBO RFQ submission. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commission, before you for your consideration is Prairie Stokes FBO RFQ. We advertised, for lack of a better way of describing it, the RFQ some time back for a fixed-based operator out of the Prairie Stokes Airport to take over the management of it. And we received one submittal, myself and Christy Coberly and Sean Rogan. Went through the submitted RFQ, and I believe we all thought it adhered to our RFQ on a substantial basis. It wasn't perfect, One indication was we in the RFQ, I put in there the hours to be made to 5. And I think the proposal has it from, I want to say from 9 to 5 or 9:30 to 5, excuse me, 9 to 5. But I think we all recommended that the board allow us to go forward with negotiating the contract with this RFQ submittal, which is Pinnacle Jet Centers. And as part of the submission, this individual, I shouldn't say individual because it's a company, has some really good ideas, some ambitious thoughts and projects forthcoming.
A couple of questions. The equipment that is listed here that the county will provide, it's already owned by the county.
It is.
Correct? Yes. It's already on location.
Well, we can get it on location. We
okay.
Use it where it's needed.
Very good. And would that be stationed there permanently, or would it be to use as needed when it was not used?
We can station it there permanently.
Okay.
Because we've got duplicate pieces of equipment.
It'll be on a depreciation schedule still as well.
Okay.
Because I did talk with my our new auditor about this. So that's going to be a huge piece of this.
Okay. That depreciation expense mm-hmm. becomes a real
yeah.
check that we have to write. What is that? $350-some thousand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And then with the new runway or with the new taxiway and everything, that's going to add more in 2024. You know, the new improvements that FAA will do that will increase it as well.
That assess valuation. Okay. A couple of more questions on this, Mr. Dorenkamp. I'm reading on this proposal. How long would we enter into if agreed upon? How many years?
I think Tabor, correct me if I'm wrong, counsel, please. But Tabor, I believe, requires that we have, I don't want to call it an exit clause, but we can't afford to continue with some type of contract. It's an annual renewal, for lack of a better way of describing.
Okay.
But we'll probably contract. I think within the RFQ, it mentions something about an 80-year contract.
Yes.
I don't think many of us are going to be around in 80 years. For no. Sure not me, but the rest of you. So we'll work with him on that, but he has some really good ideas of the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years of improvements out there.
Is that going to make a difference? Because when I read this 80-year window, is that their point of negotiation? Is that a make or break for them?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I think the make or break is, by what I read also, is by year 2026, they need to be able to draw in a percentage of military aircraft that's within 200 nautical miles of Harry Stokes. And he believes he can do that. They believe they can do that by installing, and I'm not going to get the fueling system accurate, but they're willing to take upon that entire cost of that installation, because you asked me about splitting. We really have no interest in a fueling type system that will allow an airplane or a helicopter to continue to be running while they fuel. So I think 2026 is going to be the make or break for them.
Well, and they're talking about, you're talking about an annual renewal, and they're totally funded by Pinnacle Jet Centers, $250,000 for the cost of the renovation of just one area. And that's what their pushback is going to be. We're putting this amount of money in it.
Yeah, that's why we'll negotiate it, but they'll have to understand that we have an annual commitment that we've got to go to, or that we're required to by table. We can't say, yeah, we have a definite contract for 5 or 10 or 80 years with anybody, including our lease purchases or anything else. There's always got to be an out clause, and we'll work with counsel to make sure that is included in the contract. We'll make that clear to
And I'm sure that is, they should be familiar with that if they operate in other county-owned entities throughout the state or throughout the country for that matter. There's no county government's going to enter to a long-term lease when our government funding is based on annual allocation. So,
yeah. And legally we can't.
So this is basically the step to move forward. And then...
if they choose that they don't want to have or any kind of contract with that language in it, then that's the way it'll be. We want to enter a contract with them.
Right.
My auditor said it falls under GASB 94, called a private, public-private partnership. So they'll have to track that. So it's part of the new GASB that we have to track. I just wanted to give you that information.
Okay.
Because it still is under Los Angeles County. Sure. We also have to track financials, expenditures, everything.
Unless the next step is to lease it out to them.
Well, we are leasing it out, but it's still our property.
Okay, so we'll still have to have.
We still have to track everything on there because that's why it's GASB 94.
So on that GASB 94 private public partnership, if there is an investment of $500,000, here we go once again, of course, your depreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And all the expenses grow. On one end, we're gaining, but on the other end, becomes a real.
In all the years we've had the airport, it's been a loss and a loss.
Yeah.
And a
loss. Oh, yes.
I think it's time we make the move to, we've made the staff direction to move forward in this avenue. And I know we have to do our due diligence, but I don't see any other reasons to not move forward at this point in time. And then if they have issues with the contracting, like Mr. Dorenkamp said, we just don't enter in one. So, but it's either we need to either make a move or do something else with this facility. The taxpayers deserve better of our community than having a loss and a loss and a loss with no renovations to the facility. There's no updated other than the bare minimals that we get through the FAA. And grants for the surface of that. The actual building itself has been neglected for so long, and this is not going to cost the county money, correct?
And basically, we're just entering into a negotiation phase, right?
Correct. If the board approves the RFQ, then we'll enter into a contract negotiation.
Yep.
Okay.
No more discussion on this, so... Christy?
No.
Council, any questions? Okay, well, I will entertain a motion at this time.
Move for approval. Perry Stokes, FBORFQ submission.
Second motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Haas?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. So now we come to the fun part of this. I'm so looking forward to this about 9 o'clock this morning.
We're almost there.
Consideration of bills and payroll for the second half of October 2023. Finance Director Coverly.
Payroll as of October 31st is $203,603.73. Do you have any questions on payroll?
Questions.
I think we get two rounds of, let's see. First round is October 18th. Invoices we paid were $519,473.86. The guardrail, that was an insurance claim of another company that actually we paid this construction of $26,250. We're going to get reimbursed by their insurance company.
Where was that location, that, Mr. Dorenkamp?
The guardrail?
Yeah.
Up on the road that crosses the dam.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Thank you.
And then, let's see. Chloride was for the roads,
mm-hmm,
for $49,237.50. This is the mechanic truck that Road and Bridge bought for $36,500. And then they purchased a Caterpillar for $280,160. Road and Bridge is doing well.
It's a beautiful piece of equipment, too.
I bet it is. Okay, I'm going to say I got one to read off to you.
I'm going to chime in a bit.
Oh, go ahead.
The second order of that the board approved. We haven't paid for it yet. It came down and the operators ran it for a day or two. I don't remember what time frame it was. It started not running so good. So
limit.
I told them to tell. And then up at Well, they can't figure out, Liger can't figure out the problem is, so I'm just looking to get us a different machine. So in the process of getting us a different machine. So we take possession of it, and it makes it past 2 days worth of operations, and they'll probably send us a bill for it.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else on that line item?
Nope. I'm saying on November 1st. I threw the November 1st in there because they were October 31st. We just paid them on the 1st, but I threw them in there as well. So $141,377.75. Our bail grant, this is the final purchase of our bail grant that we received, and they did another ATV of $5,269. And road striping, actually, or stripping. I'm not too sure what you were doing.
It should be striping.
Okay. It was $12,425.
Where was that striping?
It's sitting in the shop right now. We'll get the road striped soon.
I know which road you're talking about. I was just on it this past couple of weeks a lot.
It's I.
But the guardrail looks great.
Yeah, I get phone calls.
Commissioner,
That's fine.
The guardrail is nice. We can go get paintbrushes if you want.
Give me a roller. Very good. Any questions on the financials? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve bills and payroll for the second half of October 2023.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Yes, sir. And then the next section, it is information only financials as of September 2023.
Yes. I put 31, that should be September 30th. Sorry about that.
September 30th, okay. Yes. Yes,
September 30th. So you can see general fund still have a deficit. I'm hoping it's going to hit the break even because when I was looking, once we do the audit, $297,000 will come back to Los Angeles County because we paid right now for the windows for the DA. So that actually will come out of restricted and come back to us. So that's kind of a piece of this as well, because $296,000 did come from general fund until we can adjust that on our books, just to tell you that. Okay. Road and Bridge has a surplus of $691,000. Airport, because we did transfer $226,000, has a surplus of $166,000. Contingent, $11,000, that's just property tax. Capital expenditure, surplus of $741,000 property tax. Let's see, lottery has a surplus of $63,000, PILT profit of $617,000, LEAF $674,000, that belongs to the sheriff, and then jail improvement expenditure of $81,000, so that's a negative until I transfer the $100,000, and I'm going to do that here soon. But let's just hope general fund breaks even a little bit, you know, once the sales tax comes in, and then we do all the adjustments.
What is your estimation of that? I mean, that's
$1 million. Oh, yeah, no, it's going to be a negative because we're transferring $1 million to contingent. We budgeted for that because we wanted to move $1 million to contingent. So general fund's going to end with a negative. I'm sorry about that. I forgot. And I'm going to do that here. So we're going to transfer $1 million to contingent because that's what we wanted to do, correct?
Sure, yes.
We wanted to move $1 million to that.
Yes.
So it will. So general fund will end up with a negative, with a deficit.
No, we are a nonprofit.
Yeah.
We like that it
is. Yeah. And I even hate saying it, but this is what we're going to do.
That's where we're putting it for
other people. For emergencies, correct. About what Joe's been up to, right. Correct.
Well, on that note, thank you so much.
I need to correct the record. I added Christy to that CPW grant application as administrator, but I don't see where I sent her an email or the link to get into that. So I apologize, Christy. I didn't get you tied into that.
I'm sorry. What?
Under the CPW.
The CPW grant.
I put you in as administrator, but I did not send you that link to get you.
I
apologize. I was thinking,
if you sent me a link, I would probably think, I don't know what this is. I probably moved on because if you can't explain it to me, I don't know. But okay. All right.
Well, thank you for the clarification. And thank you for that. The this information on is probably one of the most valuable documents that we look at. It's quick, and it gives us the story of the county. So thank you for that, Finance Director. On that, we're going to be going into executive session. That pretty much covers all the items on this agenda. And it's only 2:30, so we're doing really well. We're going to be going an executive session. The board will meet an executive session under CRS 24-6424B, the purchase, acquisition, lease transfer, or sale of any real, personal, or other property and or interest. And A, 15 acres. Then we're going to be meeting under CRS 24-6424B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. And that's going to be the white paper. And we're going to be meeting under CRS 24-6424D, specialized detail security arrangements or investigations, including defenses against terrorism, both domestic and foreign, and including where disclosure of the matters discussed might reveal information that could be used for the purpose of committing or avoiding prosecution for a violation of the law. And that's going to be a report. At this point in time, I will ask for a motion to go into executive session with a small recess for those of us that haven't had any 10 minutes.
So moved.
Second motion.
I know you just went to power through council.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Felix Lopez?
Yes. A little bit.